BBC World News. Researchers in Britain say blood grown in the laboratory has been given to people for the first time. The blood was developed from harvested stem cells, which are grown and encouraged to form red blood cells. Researchers hope to be able to use the technology to make very rare blood groups. This is vital for people who need regular transfusions. Humanitarian organisations have accused the Italian government of breaching international maritime law by preventing some migrants from leaving two rescue ships docked in Sicily. Almost 1,000 migrants aboard several vessels have been at sea off Italy for more than a week, awaiting permission to dock. The charity SOS Humanity said it would lodge a legal appeal against the policy. A British government minister is expected to tell a meeting of British and European Union members of Parliament today that the United Kingdom and the European Union are stronger when they stand together. Jessica Parker reports.
This gathering is part of a planned schedule of post-Brexit cooperation. Leo Doherty is expected to say that support for Ukraine and sanctions against Russia have been stronger because London and Brussels worked together. However, European diplomats say they're unsure about exactly what approach the new Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will take on key issues such as post-Brexit trade arrangements for Northern Ireland. Talks on reforming the Northern Ireland Protocol resumed last month, but officials suggest progress is slow. That bogged-down dispute means Britain is still blocked from joining the EU's Horizon Research Scheme.
European football associations say they'll continue to press the cause of human rights days after the game's world governing body urged teams to stay out of politics ahead of the World Cup in Qatar this month. The football authorities in 10 European countries said human rights applied everywhere. BBC News.